And it is that time again. Thursdays with me, DJLC, on radio.dominican.edu. And as usual, I am here with Cody.
Hi.
Okay, you're good. Oh, hold on. Okay, there we go. I gotta change it to this music. Playing in the background. And what is on tap? Oh, it's Thursday, obviously. And I don't have class tomorrow, so it's weekend. Baby, it's the freaking weekend. This is kind of loud. Pardon me. What is on tap? Music, I have JB's Heartbreaker. Movies, Paranormal Activity, TV, and a WTF payout. Celebrity gossip, including raining chicken nuggets. And of course, my usual text post of the week. So starting with music, Justin Bieber is having this whole Music Mondays where every Monday at midnight he releases a new song from his upcoming CD. And the first week, I've only listened to the song from the first week. It was Heartbreaker, and that's like a song that his fans have been trying to leak for like ever. But it's like a slower song, and I really didn't like it. I tuned it out after like the first chorus, probably. And I didn't think his voice sounded all that great either, so I'm pretty much ready for him just to like leave the scene.
Yeah, I really didn't like it either. It didn't do anything. It was slow. I just have never liked Justin Bieber, not even when he was little, and he doesn't please me now, so...
He was just so cute when he was little.
I was never in that phase. Like, oh my God, Justin Bieber. I was like, no, I don't
care. It wasn't
a
phase. It was a lifestyle.
I wasn't a part of that. Obviously.
But moving on. Union J has released an acoustic version of their new single called Beethoven, right?
Beethoven.
Whatever. Same difference.
No, not really.
Yeah, really. There's like
no
one letter off.
I thought it was Beethoven at first, and then I was like, they're saying it really weird, and I looked at the title again, and there was no T in it, so...
It's one letter off, it's basically the same thing. And I actually liked the song the first listen around. Clearly,
I was so surprised that you liked it the first time around.
Clearly, I didn't, like, listen to it that clearly, because I didn't know it said that word in it, Beethoven, at all.
But, I mean, the first time I listened to it, because I listened to a... Like, the preview first, like, when you were in class, and I thought it said Beethoven. And so, when I listened to the actual song, I was like, wait, they're saying it really weird.
Like, I'm pretty sure I only listened to, like, 10 seconds of the song when you actually played it. Like, I tuned the rest out, but then I was like, hey, I like that 10 seconds of that song. So, that's something new for me, I feel like. And their CD comes out October 28th. And they have an album launch party where there's a live stream Saturday, October 26th, which I'm not going to watch. So, are you going to want to watch it?
Nope.
Good, good. I'm glad we're on the same page here. Otherwise, I'd have to watch it. But Miley Cyrus is close to closing a deal on headlining a North American tour next year. And this is her first tour since Hannah Montana. And again, don't really put me down for that. It's just music news. Some people like Hannah Montana. Not Hannah Montana.
I loved Hannah Montana.
I did too. Some people like Miley Cyrus, so I thought I should put it out there. And the track list for One Direction CD, Midnight Memories, has been released, and they wrote many of the songs themselves. So I'm hoping that this one song, or at least one song in the album, is about Taylor Swift. And this is all I want for Christmas. Like, please, just... There's a song called Little Black Dress, and I just really want it to be about her.
Do you know the song Diana? Niall wrote that one.
That's a good song.
It is.
Of course I know that song. Do you know... Well, duh, I know that song. Like, you live in the same room as I do, and I listen to it, so obviously I know this song.
I didn't know how else to word it. I just... Never mind.
Because it could have been like, that song Diana, Niall wrote it. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's pretty cool. And like news, Taylor Swift has released a statement saying that she's been working on her fifth album for the past 6 months, and it's promised to sound different than anything she's done before. And I'm like, over here, Dear Santa, let one song be obviously about Harry Styles. Sincerely, LC. These are all I want for Christmas, really. Like, please, just let it be so obvious. Like, talk about his curly hair or his green eyes or something, like his bad tattoos. Just talk about something obvious. Or how he
says hodl instead of hotel.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't say hodl. I'm pretty sure that was just that girl. Hodl keys. That's all I have for music news. So on to movies. The new Justin Bieber movie for Believe is coming out Christmas this year. Ooh, Merry Christmas. Whoop-de-doo. And I had to watch the preview with my friend because she loves Justin Bieber. And it was bad. Like, he has a mustache and it was bad. Yeah, he has a mustache.
He has a mustache?
Yeah, he has a mustache.
And Did it grow overnight?
No, he posted pictures of it growing.
Did he
on
really?
His Instagram.
I unfollowed him.
We talked about this before you unfollowed him. This happened way before you unfollowed him.
No.
And it's really ugly, and I didn't like it. But I'm going to have to go see it, because it's one of my best friends. So, of course, she's going to drag me there. And I'm just really, like, I don't want to see it. And the mustache is really gross. And I'm not looking forward to Christmas Day now because of Justin Bieber. Okay. I usually love Christmas, but no, Justin Bieber's going to have to go ruin it.
Oh, also, Justin Bieber is now having Film Fridays, whatever that means.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to know what that means. I don't care, Justin Bieber. Leave me alone.
Yep.
Sometimes when I see things about Justin Bieber, I'm just like, deep, heavy sigh, bro. But on to the next. Carrie, the remake of, it's an 80s movie, right? The 80s horror movie?
Yeah.
Is coming out Friday, and I want to see it.
I do, too.
It looks really good. It has Chloe Grace Moretz. I don't know how to say her last name. I've heard it a bajillion times, but I don't know how to say it. I'm glad I know how to say Kara's last name. Delaving.
Finally. Bravo.
Thank you. Thank you. It took America's Next Top Model to figure that out. But I don't know how to say this other girl's last name. And then there's a new Paranormal Activity coming out, and it's called The Marked, and it has to deal with, like, demonic possessions, where, like, the other ones are about haunted houses, basically. And I watched the trailer, and I was already kind of scared because I don't like scary movies, so I was like, I don't even know, I'm already scared, and I'm going to watch this trailer. And then there was, like, demonic children, and that's, like, one of my worst fears, and I, like, almost fell on my chair screaming, nope! I was like, no! Because I'm really scared of, like, children with all black eyes. Don't. I don't play. I will punch a child in the face. I don't care how small the child is. If it has all black eyes, it's getting punched in the face. But then I know, I have not seen this movie, but I know Cotty has. Over 21 and over. Give me the lowdown. Go.
I really enjoyed it. It's really funny. Skylar Astin is looking real good in it.
Pretty hot. Always.
Yeah. I found him really attractive in Pitch Perfect, and I've
Who didn't?
Yeah, exactly. He's just a very attractive man that I want to see in more movies. And he was just looking real good in this movie, and it's really funny. The baseline story is really funny. I personally give it an A-. Like, I really enjoyed it.
Wow. I feel like an A- is a big deal when it comes to movies. I don't know, because I don't feel like you'd be about even very many Bs. I was like, it's a C. It's a B-.
I really enjoyed this one.
Okay.
We should watch it this weekend.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Okay.
Maybe I have other plans.
I mean, you might.
I don't have other plans. You would know about other plans. You live with me. So I'm going to take my first musical break, and it is going to be Taylor Swift, Everything Has Changed, featuring Ed Sheeran. This is DGLC on radio.dominican.edu, and when I come back, I'm going into TV news, including the end of Glee, and then celebrity gossip, including maybe someone dying, when I'm not really sure. It's still like a work in progress. My voice, do you hear that?
That's so weird.
It just happened.
Sound like a young child going, or a young boy going through puberty.
It's better. So this right now, ladies and gentlemen, is Everything Has Changed. This has been DGLC on radio.dominican.edu.
You good to go?
All I knew this morning when I woke is I know something now I didn't before. And all I've seen since 18 hours ago is green eyes and freckles and your smile in the back of my mind making me feel right. I just wanna know, you better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know, you better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know, you better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know you. Everything has changed. Though my walls still tall, painted blue, but I'll take them down, and open up the door for you.
And all I feel in my stomach is butterflies, the beautiful kind, picking up a lost time. Making me feel like
I just wanna know, you better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know, you better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know, you better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know, you know, you know, you. 'Cause all I know is we said hello.
University of California, we are known for our academics and our
Senior
sports.
Tyler Burst blew the crowd away with his renditions of spoken word poetry.
But there's another side to the Dominican student that people fail to recognize.
I think I've been doing poetry since like middle school.
Join us Wednesday, October 23rd in Angelico at 7 p.m. for Soul Candy 9. Witness these students showcase their artistic ability. Dancing, singing, poetry, and more. See you on October 23rd in Angelico at 7 p.m.
And that brings us back. This is DJLC on radio.dominican.edu. And that's what you hear is a promo for Soul Candy, as you heard from the promo. And that was DJ Swag. And she will be performing there, so that's something you don't want to miss. And we just got back from a break, if you were just tuning in. And we just got done listening to Everything Has Changed by Taylor Swift, which is a song that I have personally been really digging lately. And we had already covered music, including my wish list for Christmas, and movies, including 21 and over. And now we're on TV. So as I occasionally mention, I keep up, well, me and Cotty keep up on the UK X Factor. And there's one gentleman that has caught our attention named Sam Callahan.
You said that last week, too.
Because I didn't talk about him last week.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I have the script, and I can prove it to you, but I did not. I talked about him 2 weeks ago. Anyways.
Whatever.
But the Cal and Callahan always, yeah, Sam Callahan, my phone will autocorrect it for me. Like, it already knows Sam Callahan.
Mine does, too.
But he has made it onto the live shows, and he sang a rendition of Summer of 69, and yeah, it was good, but I was like, I'd rather listen to Harry Styles sing this, because Harry Styles has sang it before. I mean, how'd you feel about it?
I personally really liked it. He was looking real good in it. I liked his voice, and yeah, I understand your love for Harry Styles is like nothing else, which is understandable. But I personally really liked the video.
It wasn't really a video.
Performance.
There you go.
It was a video of his performance.
I mean, I liked it too. That was just what I was thinking the whole time. I was like, can Harry Styles be singing this? And then on the X Factor US, the groups finished up picking what groups are going to go to the live show. And I know I talked a lot about this Restless Roads and how they were hyping themselves up big time and we haven't heard them sing yet, but then I heard them sing and they're amazing. Like, their voices just go so well together.
They definitely do. And they're all so different. I'm surprised they go as I don't even know how you'd
word. As good. As well. Come on. You didn't think they would
go as well
together as they do.
Yeah.
That's what. Yeah. And then this couple named Alex and Sierra, they're amazing. And they made on the live shows, and just I love them.
I found their Instagram accounts, like Alex's, and then I found Sierra's, and then I found Alex and Sierra. And they posted this really cute couple picture on their group account today. And it was...
Their, like, love, though, kind of makes me a little bit bitter. I'm like, stop being cute together. Bitter single people problems. No, I can't. I'm not bitter. Wink, wink. And then last week I talked about... Oh my gosh, there's like hair up my nose. Okay, wait, now my nose itches. Okay, so I was talking about...
I'm having the same problem over here. I don't understand.
I figured out it's my bangs coming down and tickling my nose. It could be the same thing for you. But anyways, last week I talked about American Horror Story, The Coven, and like how I really liked the episode. So on Friday, I wanted to watch season one. And I finished all of season one, basically. I watched 10 hours of it on Friday, and I only stopped to go to class. I only stopped to go to radio class to do Penguin Press Pass, and then I came back and watched 7 more episodes, and then I drove home to Sacramento. But I watched 10 hours that day. Like, that's incredible to me. Like, how did I do that? But it's so good, and I'm obsessed with it. Mainly, I'm obsessed with this one actor in it named Evan Peters. Oh my gosh. Like, he's in all 3 seasons, but he plays different characters in all 3 seasons. He's so good looking and just an amazing actor, and I love it. And in last night's episode of The Coven, he got brought back to life, because in the first episode, he dies, and you're like, what? You're like, WTF? which I'll get to later because this is where the WTF should pay off. And then he's like cut up. Like in the second episode, you see he's like dismantled, and they take body parts from other boys to make a perfect man, and they sew him back together, and he comes back to life. It's really creepy, kind of, but I liked it, and I can't wait for more of the season. Like, now my life is basically just a countdown to the next episode. That's all I'm looking forward to in life, really. I mean, there's a couple other things, but mainly that. But in that show, like, there's such messed up things in that show. Like, first season, second season, what I've seen of the second season, I'm on second season right now, I'm watching it. And this, only two episodes of the third season, at least five times, I'm like, WTF, but I say, what the? And I feel like I should get paid a nickel every time that, because it's like, that's how crazy it is. Like, I'm really like, what the? You can't do that in this show, but they do. They do. And they don't care. I love it. I love it so much. Oh, Evan Peters. He doesn't have his own tag on my Tumblr yet, though.
I actually looked for it today because I noticed that you were blogging a lot of him. And I was like, he must have his own tag. Nope. And then I looked and I was like, what?
He doesn't.
What?
But he probably will pretty soon. And then next Friday, oh my gosh, I'm so excited for next Friday. I'm about to pee myself because Carrie Diaries is coming back on.
See, I was thinking about something else next Friday. That movie comes what out movie? Next Friday.
Bad Grandpa? Yes. Oh, yeah, that's fun too, though. Yeah. But more Carrie Diaries.
Yeah.
I mean, what is his name? Austin Butler. I was going to call him Austin Mahone.
Nope, definitely not him.
And like that story is good. I just love that show. I love it. Love it. Are you excited?
I am so
excited. I feel like you're not excited.
No, I'm definitely excited whenever I see pictures or GIFs of the show. I'm like, oh my, it's next Friday. Like, I'm so excited for him to be back on TV.
I'm excited for that whole story.
I'm really excited about the whole story because I really like the first season. But I'm really excited for him to be on TV again and see their relationship build.
I love
hopefully.
It. I love it. Oh, remember the last episode of the last season where it like was so good for like 10 seconds?
And yes, then it just got really bad real fast.
Punches you in the face. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I just remember
And then
you're
just left with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was horrible.
It really was horrible.
So it better come, like, it better...
It's not going to start good, but it might end good. Here's hoping. Just love them. Love that show. And there's no Glee this week, and there's no Glee till November 7th, so I don't really know what I'm going to do with my life after the show. Like, I usually go back and I watch Glee, and there's no Glee. Nothing. Nothing waiting for me.
I mean, I'm kind of glad that there's a break after last week's episode.
No, because I need something happy now. Like, I need to get lifted back up after that episode. Wait. Was that really just last week?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't even talked about it then. That episode. I feel like it was 2 weeks ago.
No, it was definitely last week because what we did, we went back at 8 o'clock because your show is only an hour. We ordered food. Because we needed
soul
that food.
We needed some food for our soul, so we ordered soul food.
Yeah, we got that so we would be prepared for Glee.
Right, right. That episode was terrible. Like, it was good, but it was terrible. I was crying, and then I was kind of laughing. Oh, it was so good.
Mixture of emotions.
Yeah, it was like a roller coaster. I really cried when Bert and Carol were putting away his stuff, and she was talking about how she's still a parent, but she doesn't have a child anymore. That got me. That really got
that
me.
That scene definitely.
I was dying. I was dying. My There's ugly tears, ugly crying face going on. It was really bad. And I was trying to kind of hide it, but I knew you didn't really care.
Nope, didn't care.
And then when Rachel came in and she was talking, the line that got me was like, he was my person. I was like, no, no, don't. That got me. Actually, it's kind of still getting me. Like, I'm getting a little teary-eyed just thinking about it.
Because he was her person. Like, not even just
much.
In the show.
I know. Don't.
They were their...
Mm.
I like that noise.
Too emotional. It was so sad, but it was so good. Like, I felt like it was, like, closure. Pretty decent closure. But then it was already confirmed that there was going to be six seasons. There was going to be at least six seasons of Glee. But then today, Ryan Murphy confirmed that season six, which is next season, will be the last for Glee. And he was talking about how he had planned and he knew the last lines that were going to be spoken of the show. And they were going to be from Rachel to Finn. And the last image the audience was going to see was going to be one of Finn. And now all that has to change and he has to rethink the entire thing and the entire season of six, because season six was supposed to be about their relationship. And so that all has to change now that Cory Monteith has died. That's pretty sad. I'm still sad.
Yeah.
That's just sad. And I always see pictures of him on Tumblr and I'm just like sad. Sad and not sad.
Sad.
I feel like that guy from Jerry Springer. The one with the black tie. No. Are you happy now? No. That's exactly how he sounded. But then, okay, I know I was talking about how excited I was for Halloween Town. I missed them. And they were on this week, and I missed all of them. And I missed the first one. I was like, oh, that's okay. Like, I'll watch the second one tomorrow night. And I missed that one. And then I missed the third one, and I'm missing the other one right now.
No, there wasn't another one. The other one wasn't going to be played on TV.
Oh, those bastards.
I bet they're hopeful.
I hope they're on again. I mean, I told my mom to record them, so when I go home for, like, I don't know, Thanksgiving or something, I can watch them. It's never the wrong time for Halloween Town, okay, people? That's my favoritest movie.
Favoritest.
What is wrong with that?
Halloween Town is on tonight.
Are you serious? Is it on 8?
8:30.
No. Oh, I'm going to miss some of it.
It's Return to Halloween Town.
That's a good one, though. That's the one with Calabar, right? No, that's the fourth one.
This is the it's the fourth one. 18-year-old Mariah.
Yeah, and they changed it, and it's Sarah Paxel.
Yeah, Paxton.
Paxton, yeah. Yep.
Attends Halloween Town's Witch University, where still she tangles with three wicked classmates and uncovers a sinister conspiracy to control her magic.
That one also has Lucas Gabriel in it, and he's my icon on Tumblr.
He is.
Yeah. I have to watch this one. Well, I'm going to move on to celebrity news.
News. I like that accent.
No. So Austin Mahone, he's a singer, and I usually make fun of him, but he's in the hospital, and he's really sick, and there's even some rumors that he might have died. I mean, CNN posted it on Twitter, and it's like the real CNN's page, so I'm not really sure, but I don't think he's died, but he might have died, and I'm just like, I like to make fun of him, but feel better, little man, so I can make fun of you next week.
Well, while I was looking into it, I googled Austin Mahone dead, and I found this one website, and it was this quiz about his life. And I was really surprised I got 3 out of 5 right.
Do you have something to tell me? Do you have something, a new obsession to tell me about? Are you a Mahomey?
Nope. But we found out that his dad died at the age of 6 months.
His dad wasn't 6 months.
that'd be awkward if his dad was 6 months.
His dad died at the age of 6 months. He was a young father.
He got started young.
Oh my god.
I mean, Austin was 6 months when his dad died. And his mom has been married multiple times and divorced multiple times.
And that kind of made me feel bad for making fun of him, but then not really. Like,
He was rushed to the hospital this morning at 9 a.m.
And there's pictures of him, and he looks
about to die. Like, he looks like he could
die. Like, he looks messed up. Like, he looks like he doesn't feel good. He looks like death. But on to happier news. Lauren Conrad, she was from The Hills, and she was on Laguna Beach. She has gotten engaged to William Tell after being set up by mutual friends in 2011. And there's two things I'd like to say about this. Well, first, there goes my childhood, because I literally have watched this woman since she was in high school, a junior in high school, a senior maybe. I know, she's like junior, senior in high school, and now she's like getting married, and I just feel like there goes my childhood. Like, that was the last shred of it. And number two, this whole mutual friend setting up, that's the way to go. Mutual friends setting friends up.
It definitely is. I feel like it works better that way.
It does.
Not obvious at all.
Well, not, I mean, it's not obvious to everyone else. It's just obvious to you, which I meant for it to be.
I knew you bringing this up was a hint to me. Like, you didn't even have to.
Probably because I mentioned it beforehand. I told you about this story, and then I was like, that's the way to go.
No, I know, but I feel like even if you didn't tell me this beforehand, I would have just figured it out. I mean, I understand.
And then Jennifer Love Hewitt is...
same to you.
Yeah. I'll get on that.
Okay.
I'll get on that one.
Okay.
I gotta figure out a way to...
Yep.
Yeah. But Jennifer Love Hewitt is pregnant and maybe dumping her...
I figured out a way.
This is going to be the third time I'm trying to get through this story, so why don't you just finish up? How is the way?
I'm not going to say it on air, but I figured it out.
Okay. Is that all you have to say about it, or do you have nothing?
Nope, another interrupting comment?
Because it's going to be the third time I try to say this. And I would like to just get through it once. Thank you. Jennifer Love Hewitt is pregnant and might be dumping her fiance? Question mark. I don't think I could put like a questionable tone to that. That's why I had to say question mark. But according to E.T., her and her fiance got in a fight, and there's a spy, quote-unquote spy, in the restaurant that says they're going to be breaking up. That'd be suck to be pregnant and alone.
When you
How
said
would
E.T.
you feel about that?
When you said E.T. at first, I thought you meant like the alien E.T.
Oh no.
That's what I thought. I was like, wait, the alien said this?
He said pregnant and alone. Oh my gosh.
I really had to rethink my life for a second.
That's how I felt this morning when I was like, what day is it?
You actually really sounded like that this morning. It's not even.
I was so lost when I woke up this morning. Like, I really, like, for 30 seconds, didn't know what day it was. And I had to ask her. Like, I had such a good sleep. And I'm pretty sure I, like, experienced inception. Because I had a dream where I was having a dream where I was having a dream. And I woke up from the first dream. It was in another dream. And then woke up from that dream where I was in another dream. And I finally woke up and I was like... I don't even know where I am right now. And then when I woke up in the morning, I was like, what day is it? And yeah, it sounds like I was drinking the night before, but I didn't. I just went to bed.
I mean, normal. You did have some NyQuil.
Yeah, but I've had NyQuil in the before. Like, it doesn't usually jack me up that badly.
Maybe you took a little bit too much. Or it was a new bottle.
It was a new bottle.
So it might have more effect.
That's true.
Because it's not old.
I felt like really messed up. I didn't know if I was going to be able to get out of bed, actually. It was kind of scary. I was like, I really don't know what day it is. But thankfully, E.T. told me. He said, Thursday. E.T. phone home.
I really seriously thought when he said E.T. said this, I was like, wait, what?
And I just meant Entertainment Tonight. Okay, I'm going to go cough. I'm going to play another song. I had to say it like that because I'm about to cough again. I can't go on.
You just need to play the song.
I'm going to, but I have to like announce it and I have to say goodbye. I mean, not goodbye, but like see you later.
See you in 3 minutes.
Okay. This has been DGLC, only at radio.dominican.edu. And this is Enchanted by Taylor Swift. There might or may not be a theme to my playlist tonight. Okay, goodbye. I mean, not goodbye, but like, but like, I'll be back. And then when I come back, there's more celebrity news, including like Oreos and them being addictive. Okay, this is the song.
There I was again tonight, forcing laughter, faking smiles, same old tired, lonely place. Walls of insincerity, shifting eyes and vacancy, vanished when I saw your face. All I can say is it was enchanting to meet you. Your eyes whispered, have we met? Cross the room, your silhouette starts to make its way to me. The playful conversation starts, counter all your quick remarks like passing notes in secrecy. And it was enchanting to meet you. Enchanted to meet you. This night is sparking. Don't you let it go. I'm on a strut, blushing all the way home. I'll spend forever wondering if you knew I was enchanted to till I'm wide awake. And now I'm pacing back and forth, wishing you were at my door. I'd open up and you would say, hey, it was enchanting to meet you. All I know is I was enchanted.
Save the date, Wednesday, October 23rd, as the crowd-pleasing Soul Candy is back for its 9th performance. A packed house will definitely be present at Angelica Hall, so make sure to arrive well before the slated 7 p.m. start. Soul Candy promises to leave the audience in awe with amazing student performances including raps, poetry, dance, and much more. Catch all the cutting-edge performances Wednesday, October 23rd at 7 in Angelica Hall or online at radio.dominican.edu.
Again, you hear it. Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Soul Candy. And that was another DJ, DJ Chops, who has a show on an hour before mine. But we are back. This is DGLC on radio.dominican.edu. And if you're just tuning in, you missed E.T. calling shots, telling the future.
He knew it from back in, like, whenever that movie was made.
80s, I'm pretty sure. Although I wasn't born in the 80s, I'm pretty sure it's 80s. X-Factor news, movie news, and music. And we're back with Miley Cyrus.
Good guess. 82.
Yes. I'm a good guesser. You can just tell, actually, by, like, the quality of picture the movie has. Like, all 80s movie has, like, the same quality of
that's
picture.
That's true.
That's how I always tell them apart. Miley Cyrus was not born in 82. Miley Cyrus is appearing in this rapper. His name is Future. Because the sentence is the future's music. So it's, like, sounds like it's the future's music, but it actually is the future's music. Anyway.
That made nice clarification there.
If you could follow that. His music video for Real and True, where she's naked and a glittery alien. Like, she's covered in all glitter.
E.T.'s cousin.
Well, I was thinking she's living the life. I want to be all glittery. Like, if I could just have glittery skin, I would. That'd be so cool, I think. Would that be weird?
If you're not in a music video, yes. Because
what if it wasn't, like, silver glitter like hers? If it was just, like, glitter. Like, clear glitter.
Imagine you hitting sunlight, though. You'd blind everybody.
It would be like the Collins. Oh, I'm on twilight. Which brings me to my theory that I'm actually a vampire. Because I haven't been hungry for like a week.
Like, she barely has, like, she's hasn't eaten very much.
And I'm like really tired during the day, but I'm not all that tired. I'm not all that tired at night. Like, I sleep at night. And I'm tired at night, but I'm just not as tired as I was during the day. Therefore, vampire.
Then I was like, no, you're not, because you still really like garlic. And then she said,
I'm like the lame version of vampires in Twilight, where I can still eat garlic.
And yeah. Be out during the day.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. See, there's my loophole. Twilight. Oh, yeah. Miley Cyrus. Glittery. Life. Right there. I feel like that when I saw that, I was kind of like, oh my gosh, okay, whatever. But I was like, wait, that'd actually be really cool to be glittery.
Imagine does trying to not, get all that off.
Does she not look really cool?
She does look really cool. She definitely stands out.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's pretty cool. Like, if it wasn't silver and it was just like a clear color, but like still like sparkly. Cause everything
I feel like that would be worse, though.
If your skin was just sparkling, no. Okay, you know how, like, Bath & Body Works has that, like, body spray stuff that's glittery? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about all over. Like, I want to be that.
But, like, as much as this, though, right?
Just so you notice it. Like, I just want to be glittery.
Oh, then you could just buy the...
No, I can't. I've tried it because my mom has bought me that body glitter stuff. Uh-huh. And it makes my skin, like, break out. Like, I get really itchy and red spots come on my skin. Cause I like used to use it and then I stopped.
I thought that was the lotion.
It's both. It's the spray and the lotion. Cause I went to use it again. I was like, why did I ever stop using this? And then I like started getting red splotches. I was like, that's why I stopped. It was like all over my arms, just red splotches.
That's strange.
Yeah.
I have this hand sanitizer out of my hand sanitizer collection. That's really, really glittery and you should try it out. And see if you get an allergic reaction.
I don't think I'm allergic to glitter.
But I mean, it's from Bath & Body Works. Or, yeah, no.
That is where the lotion and the spray was from. And I'm sure that's where the hand sanitizer is from.
Maybe, yeah. So you could be extra clean and sparkly.
I can actually see where you pierced your nose. I can see it. Like, I just noticed it, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can see it. My mom was right. Anyways. The Bachelor star Sean Lowe and his fiance Catherine are getting paid a six-figure sum for walking down the aisle. On top of that, their wedding is going to cost at least $1 million, and they don't have to pay for it or plan it. And they're going to get married on January 26th. And I'm thinking that this money thing is why they're still together, which is really smart. Because most time, you know, Bachelorette, they break up. Not these two. They've been together for almost a year, if not a year. And they're getting married. And I just don't feel like... He was about to send her home 2 weeks before he picked her. So I'm not feeling like this is real. But I'm feeling like they like the money. But I'm definitely going to watch it. Like, I don't care if it's fake. I want to watch it. Where am I next? Oh, okay. If you feel like an underachiever, get prepared to feel worse. Glee's Chris Colfer landed a book deal for two more books in his Land of Stories series, plus a picture book. And he's already had both of his Land of Stories books in the New York Times bestselling list. He's written and starred in a movie of his own called Struck by Lightning, which has also had a book adaptation that has hit the bestsellers list.
Those are both phenomenal, by the way.
The movie? You saw the movie?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the movie. I found it online. And he's won a Golden Globe, and he's only 23. So, I mean, I'm almost 21, and I'm nowhere close to achieving any of those things. I mean, you still have time. You just turned 20.
I don't have that much time.
I mean, he only started when he was 18.
I mean, I got...
You're only 2 years behind from when he started.
Well, yeah, but I don't feel...
I think he won his Golden Globe when he was 19 and then started writing books when he was 20.
I feel like I'm not that talented.
I mean, that just makes me feel like a complete loser.
He's one of a kind.
I love Chris
Colfer. He's one of his own. I do too.
I think he's amazing. And then Kim Kardashian posted a picture and it's like a smear shot. And she's like, I don't know if she's in a bathing suit or what she's in, but it's very small. And her butt is like bigger than ever.
The white one?
Yes.
It is a swimsuit.
And her butt is bigger than ever. It's as large as it ever has been. And she posted on Instagram today. And like Kanye West responded on Twitter. And he's like, headed home now. Like, I thought that was super funny. Like, he was just like, I'm all, like all caps. Like, he was yelling it. I'm on my way home now. And she's also been denied, again, because she's trying to have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame before, but she's been denied again for having a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame due to her reality star status. And the committee in charge of the Hollywood Walk of Fame says that there's no reality stars, like no reality star will ever get a star on the Walk of Fame. And they also said that she would never get it because people don't like her as much as she thinks, and that she's never been nominated for a star in the first place. So... I thought those last two were funny. Like,
I feel like she doesn't deserve it.
The committee head was basically like, when they're asked, like, oh, well, you know, entertainment, reality shows are part of entertainment now. Like, maybe the rules should bend. He's like, he basically changed it. And was like, well, people don't like her and she hasn't been nominated.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was really, really funny.
And their show's being canceled.
It's in jeopardy of being canceled.
But still.
I mean, it still has a lot of viewers. It does not have as many viewers as it used to have.
I just hope she doesn't get a star.
I don't really care if she does. Actually, I don't really want her to. I mean, there's a part of me that's like, who cares? But then there's another part of me that's like, why should she get it? She wasn't even the best in the show. Like, that goes to Khloé. Let's get real. And then Kris Jenner has cleared up rumors that... Oh, I just realized that I did something in the script. I'm so angry at myself. Because I have this chunk of Kardashian/Jenner news, and then it stops, and then there's another one down below. Totally misplaced it. Anyways, Kris Jenner has cleared up rumors that her daughter Kendall is single and not dating rapper Jinsu, who went out with Justin Bieber's ex-girlfriend, Jasmine Villegas. But she claims that he used to beat her And there's, like, on one of her music videos, she has this video. You can't definitely tell it's him, but there's this guy comes in and, like, pulls her hair back and drags her in this other room. And it's supposed to be a home video. Like, she was making a video for, like, her fans, and that happened. And so she released part of that video. And it kind of scared me when I saw it. I was like, holy crap. You can, like, hear her, like, crying for help and just, like, him wailing on her. I'm not sure it's him. It's never been, like, definite that's him. But that's the rumors. So maybe it's a good thing that Kendall Jenner isn't going out with this Jinsoo. But then other people are saying they're keeping it under wraps until she's 18, because she's only 17. And he's, like, 20, I think. Well, I can't say words. 20, not 20.
20.
20. So, yeah, there's that. I'm going to take another musical break, because I feel like it. But this is, this is DJLC on radio.dominican.edu, and this is I Want You Bad by R5.
In the back of a taxi cab, just one turn and it happened fast. We touched hands and we pulled them back, yeah. I want you bad. Even though it should be so wrong, I can't help but feel this strong, cause you flipped my whole world on like a light switch. I might just go crazy, cause you're my best friend's baby, but you got me thinking maybe, just maybe, I don't know what to do. I'm in love with someone else's girl.
That time of year again, folks. Soul Candy 2013 Dominican Student Performance Art Show. Killer music, rap, performance poetry, dance, and cutting edge performance, all by Dominican students. Join me, LC, and catch these knockout performances Wednesday, October 23rd from 7 to 9 p.m. in Angelico Hall. Be there or be square.
Shh.
That's right, people, be square.
No, don't be square, be there.
Oh, yeah, that too. when that was playing, I like turned to Connie. I was like, "That's me." And she's like, "Yeah, I can tell." This is DGLC on radio.dominican.edu. And that song that I just played was I Want You Bad by R5. And when I listen to that song, I can like picture them performing it. And I get really happy.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the time I'm pretty sure I was watching Ellington. But I can still see Ross like dancing around. Bless the almighty heavens for that. And if you're just tuning in, I've covered a lot. I've covered Music Mondays with Justin Bieber. I have covered A New Paranormal Activity and Their Demonic Children, American Horror Story Obsessions, and Why I Should Be Paid for that, watching that show. I have covered Austin Mahone, maybe dead, but probably not. Miley Cyrus is living the life, being glittery. And now I have a very serious... Actually, it's not that serious, but a study done at Connecticut College concluded that cocaine and Oreos produce a similar brain activity and can be just as addictive. It's true. It is true. I got this look from Cotty, and it's true. Oreo crumbs were fed to rats and then put in a maze with two exits, one exit leading to a rice cake and the other to an Oreo. And I'm like, that's why they... And then every time they went to the Oreo... And that's why they concluded that
Who won rice cakes?
That's what I was saying when I was reading this. They said every time the rats found the Oreo, like, really fast and really quickly.
Well, imagine the scent. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Chocolate like, compared to rice. Like, who wants like, rice?
No, duh. They found the Oreo. Like, their only other option was a rice cake. Like, no one likes rice cakes. Stupid. But that's what the research found.
Was stupid research.
But, yeah. I mean, I can see them being just as addictive because, like, once you have one of those suckers, you want the whole thing. You got to limit yourself to, like, three. Otherwise, it just is a bad feeling. You just feel disgusting. Like, oh, my God, I've eaten a whole thing of those in a half hour.
In 10 minutes.
But on to the next. Prince George's christening is coming up next Wednesday, and I'm expecting my invitation from Harry as his plus one to be waiting in my mail. I'm probably going to check my mail tomorrow for it. I'm definitely expecting to be a plus one. I have my outfit picked out and everything. Is black
what are you going
to
wear?
Is black appropriate to wear to a christening?
I mean, in some Asian cultures...
I don't care about can't. Asian cultures. This isn't an Asian culture.
Well, I know that. Never mind then.
Give me relative news. Relative information. Because I was thinking about wearing my black dress that I just bought for my speech.
That's not really black.
It is. It's black with flowers on it.
But I mean, it's more pink than black.
But I mean, I could wear that to a funeral and it'd still be appropriate.
I mean, I feel like that dress would be appropriate for a lot of things.
It's true.
I mean,
I looked pleasant in it. That's what my teacher said. I think that's a really nice compliment. I really want to go up to someone like, you look pleasant today. Like, if that doesn't make you smile, like, thanks. I mean, it's a weird compliment, but it's a really nice one. Tell me you wouldn't want someone to be like, you look really pleasant today. How would you feel? Wouldn't you be like, wow, thank you?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's right. Don't say yeah one more time. I beat you on that.
I wasn't planning Good. On saying yeah Good. Again.
So, Bethany Frankel and Carmen Electra ditched their makeup on the set of Bethany Frankel's talk show. And I don't know why everyone, like, Bethany Frankel was making a big deal out of it. E! News was making a big deal of it. And I just really hate when celebrities do normal things and then people make a big deal out of it. Like, so what? You're not wearing makeup. Big deal. You know how often I don't wear makeup? Every day of my life because I'm too lazy to put it on. I mean, I guess if I was famous, I'd have people put it on for me. That'd be better. I'm actually planning on that. Like, one day when I can afford to hire Madison, I'm going to just hire her to do my makeup every time. All the time. She's never done my makeup, but I'm pretty sure she can do it nicely.
I mean, I'm sure she can.
So yeah, like I just really hate when celebrities do normal things and make a big deal of it. Like, I don't care. No one cares. Stop reporting about E! News. Is it a slow news week again? Because they always have something stupid about celebrities on there. Like a stupid, common...
I wonder if the same person writes it each week.
Like first they it was like the apple orchard thing with...
With Kevin Jonas.
Kevin Jonas and Apple Orchard. Who cares? And now it's like this no makeup thing. And then before it was Sofia Vergara was eating a burger. And it's like, so what? She has to eat. If she wants to eat a burger, she can eat a burger. Why is that so astounding? I'm so frustrated with those things. Clearly, by the tone of my voice. And then 50 Shades of Grey has had a dropout. Charlie Hunnam, who was scheduled to play Christian Grey, has dropped out, and he wants to avoid the attention the movie would bring him. And he compared it to what Twilight brought Rob Pattinson, and he does not want that, and he doesn't want to be typecasted in those type of roles. So they have to recast for that part. And E! News thinks that Aaron Taylor Johnson should be the next Christian Grey, and he is the husband of the director, Sam Taylor Johnson. And she's in her mid-40s, early 50s maybe. He's 23. And they got married when he was 18. And she had his kid by the time he was 19. And I know all this because he was in this movie called Angus Thongs on the Perfect Snogging. And I thought he was really, really cute. So I did a little research on him just to see if he was in other things. And then I found out he was married to this older woman. And then she was pregnant with his child. And I was like, this is really creepy.
There is also another article about that role that E! Put out recently, like, while the show was going on. And there was a rumor that Robert
Pattinson?
Yeah, was going to play the role.
He did buff up. I saw this picture of him recently, and he's, like, really buff. And it looked really funny on him. Like, ooh, stop. But this Aaron Johnson, he said he's not even considered for the role. He was also in Kick-Ass. So they're saying he's perfect because he's already been in a rated R movie before. And he is going to be in Avengers 2. And he's a very good looking young gentleman.
Does he have curly hair?
He is Kick-Ass. So yes. He's a very good looking young gentleman. And he also says he's too young for the part, but Christian Grey is only supposed to be 27. He's 23. It's not that far off. Anyways, I have three options for this movie. One. They recast the entire cast as Johnny Depp. So it's an all Johnny Depp movie. Two, they recast the entire cast as Meryl Streep. So it's an all Meryl Streep movie. Or three, they just scrap the project. I feel like those are the only three options that I will be okay with. Can you just imagine, like, the whole movie being Johnny Depp? Like, every character played by Johnny Depp? Picture it in your head. Enjoy it. Or the entire movie played by Meryl Streep. Also just as good, I think. And anything besides that, they can't do. So just cancel the movie. No one wants to watch it. I'll probably actually end up seeing it just to see it. But then I'll probably hate myself for it afterwards. Like, why did I do that? I'm so stupid. But I went through that little list really fast. Did you see those pictures of Rob Pattinson all bulked up?
No.
You're lucky.
I'm going to look for them right now.
I feel like his face put on weight, but then his body put on muscle. Like, it's really, he's just funky looking. Just look it up. Let me see what you think. You should also look up Sam Taylor Johnson. Sam Taylor Johnson. And see if you think she looks like her age. Is that the picture of him all bulked up? No, it's not. Just look up Sam Taylor Johnson. I want you to see if she like looks as old as I think she looks. Right? That looks like his mom, right? Right? No? Does that not look like his mom?
It definitely does. It's disgusting.
And they have a child together.
That's even ugh.
Yep.
Ugh.
Yep. Let that sink in. I mean, I think it's gross when men go out with really young women, too. Like, if a man's in their 50s, they shouldn't be going out with a woman in her like early 20s. Like
that one teenager, that video with her licking her lips.
Oh, yeah, that 16-year-old that married the 53-year-old.
Yeah, that one.
That's weird. Don't do that. It's just creepy. I don't care if it's, like, a trend where you can be, like, a cougar or whatever they call for men, silver foxes or whatever. It's gross. Stop. Are you still looking at them? They're creepy, right?
Especially when they're in the ocean with their kid.
Let me see. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I'm really, like, it looks like his child, and then that's the grandma.
Yeah.
But like a grandma with a pretty nice body.
Yeah.
Ew. Anyways, I'm going to take another break. This has been DGLC on radio.dominican.edu, and this is Skinny Love by Ed Sheeran.
Come on, skinny love, just last the year. Pour a little salt, we were never here. My. Staring at this sink of blood and crushed veneer. And tell my love to wreck it all. Cut all of the ropes and let me fall. My. Right in the moment, sword is tall. And I told you to be patient, and I told you to be fine. And I told you to be balanced, and I told you to be kind. And in the morning I'll be with you, but it will be a different kind. Cause I'll be holding all the tickets, and you'll be owning all the fines. Come on, skinny love, what happened here? Suckle on the hope of life as it. My. The sudden load is so slow on the spit. And I told you to be patient, and I told you to be fine. And I told you to be balanced, and I told you to be kind. And now all your love is wasted. Well then who the hell was I? Cause now I'm breaking out the bridges in the end of all your lines. Who will love you? Who will fight? Who will fall behind? Who will love you? Who will fight? Who will fall behind?
October 23rd from 7 to 9 p.m. at Angelico Hall. Performances include killer music, rap, poetry, and dance. Global ambassadors are located at the lawn between Guzman and Angelico from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And Soul Candy starts at 7 in Angelico. Don't miss out on this knockout event.
I'm actually going to play that one again because I messed up so you couldn't hear the whole thing. And that's not fair to Brian. I feel like he worked hard on this. So here we go again, one more time.
Want to experience student performances, global ambassadors, and a night of fun? Then come out to Soul Candy on October 23rd from 7 to 9 p.m. at Angelico Hall. Performances include killer music, rap, poetry, and dance. Global ambassadors are located at the lawn between Guzman and Angelico from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And Soul Candy starts at 7 in Angelico. Don't miss out on this knockout event.
Thank you, DJ B-Dill. I like that song that he picked. This is DGLC on radio.dominican.edu, and we are back with more celebrity news. And this one I feel like I've saved all the really good stuff for last here. Farrah Abrams is taking a break from her 4-year-old daughter, and she says she has that her daughter has her own life and that she has her own life. I don't understand how her daughter has her own life. She's only 4. Like, what does she do? I don't understand this. What are your feelings? I know you have strong feelings. Go.
It just really, really irritates me. Like, I have a 4-year-old in my life. She's my sister. She's not mine. I didn't have her when I was 16.
When you said it, when I have a 4-year-old in my life, it made it sound like it was yours.
No, it's okay, not
I'm
mine.
I'm gonna let you go with that.
I felt like I should fix my statement. She's my sister. And I mean, she definitely has her own personality, but she doesn't have her own life. What is she going to do? She can't just hop in a car and go somewhere. Like, she doesn't have that many friends. She doesn't have her own life. And Farrah being 20.
She's not 20. She's like 22.
Is she really?
Yeah, she's older than us.
Oh, she's like 21 or 22. Sure doesn't act like it. Her being 22 years of age, she does have her own life, but she also has a life of being a mother, which she hasn't been doing. And I just feel like she shouldn't have, legal guardianship of Sophia. Like, she doesn't take care of her. She's always gone, going to parties and drinking and going to these porn conventions and making porns.
She sounds like a college male.
Yeah.
College male's dream.
Yeah.
Going out partying and drinking and going to porn conventions.
I mean, that's really what she does, though. And did you also, she makes vines. And I saw this one, and she was talking about what the fall fashion was, and you should dress like her and listen to her. She's going to be making videos all fall long. And I'm like, what? No. Like, you're lucky I watched this one 10-second video of you. I don't know. She...
What was the other thing on her about...
She's going to change her life a little bit and spend time with her daughter now, because that one about her needing a break was from like a week ago. And now she's going to go spend time with her family and...
What a concept.
And go hang out with her daughter that she probably hasn't seen in weeks.
I'm wondering where her daughter's staying.
I think she's staying with... What's his name?
Michael?
Yeah.
Go for you, Michael.
Yeah.
That's all I remember.
Yeah.
She's like chewing that bread, like just like chewing her dad out, and like eating that bread. Go for you, Michael.
Yeah. I think she's staying with him.
He moved down there?
Yeah.
She's crazy.
She drives me crazy.
300 colleges have Quidditch teams, and there's going to be a documentary being made called Mudbloods, and it's falling around UCLA's team, and I think this is really cool. Like, personally, it's cool to me. Like, I feel like Dominican should have a Quidditch team.
We don't even have football or baseball.
So? It's not football or baseball, it's Quidditch.
Well, I know that. I feel like we'd have football and baseball before we have Quidditch.
But you don't have to have a football field for Quidditch.
No, I know that. I'm just saying.
But
I
I'm
feel
saying
like
we don't have a football field. That's why we don't have a football team. If we had a football field, we might have a football team. Where you could use just like any like field for Quidditch. We have several fields.
But I feel like the school has enough money. We could have a football team if the school wanted a football team.
I feel like
there's a better chance of us having football first over Quidditch. That's what I'm trying to say. Not to burst your bubble
care.
Or anything.
I'm saying it should still have Quidditch, because I think that'd be really cool.
It would be cool. I'm not saying it wouldn't be.
In the 2012 World Series or Cup or whatever they call it, was held in Sacramento, and I almost went. I wish I would have gone.
It was in February.
Yeah, it was. And I watched some of it today. There was like a little clip of the documentary. And it's pretty brutal. Like, this girl just got whacked over the head. And no one even cared. They're just like, okay. And this one guy had to get taken off the field on a stretcher, and his head was bleeding. Like, it's not just like, oh, let's prance around with these sticks between our legs and throw a ball around. Like, they're actually tackling each other out there and, like, whacking each other really hard. Like, it looks brutal. I just think that'd be so cool. I don't think I'd ever be on the Quidditch team.
Nope. Don't put me down for that.
It's like LARPing. I want to do it, but I don't have the guts. And there is a group of very nice, I'm sure they're very nice, people that LARP on the field, on the lawn outside of the library. And they have the whole get up, and I think it's very cool, but I just don't have like the courage to go out there and be that, I don't want to say derogatory, but nerdy. Like, I feel like I gotta keep that inside. I mean, I already feel like kind of super dorky that I wear Harry Potter shirts quite often. I even have a Harry Potter sweater on right. Well, I did have it on a couple minutes ago. But on to the next. Back to what I talk so often about, boys. Zac Efron has confirmed that he's single. And this is just my question to you. Do you feel like he is damaged goods now that it's out that he was in rehab? Like, does that change your perspective of him?
Nope.
Do you think Zac Efron's hot?
Yes.
Would you get with him if you had the chance?
Yes.
See, I much rather go for his younger brother, Dylan, who is 21. Now, if you had to choose between the two.
Zac.
Really?
Yes.
Really? And you saw those beach photos of them.
I just realized those are the two names I want my boys.
Zac and Dylan?
Yeah.
That you're going to have next year, your twin boys?
No. I have no plans on getting pregnant anytime soon. I'm putting that out there.
I told my mom about that joke, and she was like, she just shook her head.
Oh, man, if only people knew. No, I even after seeing that shirtless picture of both of them right next to each other, I've just had this long love of Zac.
See, I haven't, and like, then when I heard he was in rehab, I was like, oh.
Like, I know this is dorky, but
it's probably not as dorky as Quidditch. Go on.
I loved him ever since High School Musical. And
I loved him before. No, I actually did. Actually, have a really big crush
on
him.
Actually, I did like him before that because he was in this movie that was played on TV, and he played this autistic boy, and he pulled it off so well. Like, I thought he was autistic at first.
I just don't understand why you think liking him since High School Musical will be nerdy. Do you know how many girls love Zac Efron since High School Musical? It's pretty mainstream.
No, I know. Just.
That's like you thinking it's weird that you have liked Josh Hutcherson since you were 8. Pretty sure
I don't find that weird. I just feel like that's a long time.
But you made it sound like you might be the only one.
No, I know for a fact I'm not the only one. I mean, a lot of people watched Bridge to Terabithia.
I've never seen that movie. I know it made happens me cry. Though. I know the girl dives.
It makes me cry every time, and I know it's coming.
That girl, did you know she plays Carrie Bradshaw?
Yes.
In Carrie Diaries?
Yes. It make, like, even, like, if I saw it on TV and I know it's coming up, I know the scene, I know exactly how it happens because I've seen it so many times, it makes me cry every
time.
That's
Harry Potter. When Fred Weasley dies, I cry every time. When I'm reading the book, I cry. When I watch the movie, I cry. And when Hermione has to, like, erase her parents' memory and just leave.
And especially when Josh finds out she's dead, like, that's the worst.
I just, like, we're talking about two different movies. I remember talking about Harry Potter, and you're like, when Josh finds out she's dead, that's the worst. Like, we're having conversations with each other about two different movies.
But we both understand. That's how our brains work.
But yeah, so Zac Efron, hook me up with your younger brother. Please and thank you.
So this is how we'll do it. You become friends with Zach. I'll become friends with Dylan.
Oh, mutual friend thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
That's how it'll happen.
And then since I'm friends with Zach, he can also be like, hey, you have my brother. I was like, okay. When I say younger, it makes it sound like he's like 17, but he's older than me. And then on to the next piece of news. Britney Spears wants to have more kids. And like at first I was like, what? She's too old. But then she's not really that old.
Isn't she could like totally.
She's in her 30s. Early to mid 30s, yeah. She's not that old. She could totally have other kids. New kids. There's going to be new kids on the block. But then I feel like the last time, but then I'm still like, whoa, slow your roll, home girl. Last time you had kids, you went crazy and shaved your head and had your kids taken away. Like, maybe you shouldn't have kids because maybe there's like a chemical imbalance that you had. Maybe you were on, you said you weren't on drugs, but I feel like you went a little crazy there. Maybe you shouldn't do it again. Although her kids are very cute from what I've seen of them. It's not like they're in the spotlight that often, but they seem pretty cute. Does she even have custody of her kids now? Or does, like, K-Fed have custody of her kids? Do you know?
I don't know. I mean, she's got a big enough house to hold a good soccer team. And outlooks the ocean. Yeah. I only know that because of X Factor. But across the street's Brad Pitt.
I seriously wonder if they have, like, potlucks.
I seriously think they should.
Like, poker nights and, like, okay, Britney's bringing dessert and...
Down the street's Oprah.
Oprah's bringing drinks and...
And then across the other street's Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton's bringing men. I don't know. I don't think she can cook. I just don't get the vibe. Not that she needs to cook. She probably has, like, weight and stuff.
Maybe a couple blocks over.
But speaking of Paris Hilton, her brothers are really hot. There's one, he's like 18, he's already been to rehab. But I felt that made him more attractive. Like, that made him more attractive to me. I was like, he's really good looking. And then her other brother is really good looking.
Bringing up rehab and making him hotter because he did go to rehab, what's the difference between him and Zach?
I knew this was going to come up. I don't know. I just don't think I like Zach. Because I feel like Zach had like this wholesome image. And then that was kind of like an appeal for him.
So you liked his good boy, like,
maybe. I mean, American. I was never that much of a fan of Zac Efron. I was like, oh, yeah, Zac Efron's good.
Did you like
looking.
Corbin Blue better?
No. I didn't like any of them. I like the songs and I like dancing because hip-hop is my passion. I like the pop and lock and jam and break. No. Stick to the stat. Oh, that's my song. But then, like, the Hiltons, they always have, like, this bad reputation. So, it's like, when you fulfill that reputation, it's like, okay. Bad boy. Yeah. But he has a girlfriend, the hot one. I mean, they're both hot, but the younger one. On to the next, though. That was off topic. The Paris Hilton thing. Scott Disick and the Jenner girls, Kylie and Kendall. They were at a day-to-day fashion show when a model flipped them off.
Oh,
no. She was, like, on the runway. She just flipped them off. And they said it's a family friend, and it was all in good fun. And if it was me, I'd say, that's the last thing she's ever going to do on the runway, because I'm going to take her down.
I like the quotes in there.
I really feel like there should be, like, a webcam in here, and so you can, like, watch me do this, because I...
It's a whole different show than just... Because I used to not watch her. I used to just listen to her.
I used to watch her. It's just... Come to the window and watch her.
I look through that little that little.
That's what I was looking at. I was like, oh my god, she could just like was watching her when she was doing this.
No, and I used to listen to her online, and yeah, it's a really good show. But just watching her,
because I have to talk with my hands.
She. It's a show in itself. It's like two different shows going on. And if you have the best of both worlds, it's the best of both worlds.
It's the best of both. You know how you get the best of both worlds? You chill it out, take it slow, and then you rock out the show. Just laid that down. But this brings me to this idea where I could make these webcams into YouTube videos. And then I could get invited to these conventions that YouTubers go to.
I like how you're saying this is your idea. okay, I totally told you this idea.
It was Cottie's idea, but so then I can get invited to these YouTube conventions where famous YouTubers go. And there's always these famous British YouTubers, and one of them is Andy, who's friends with Liam. So then I can become friends with Andy, then become friends with Liam, and then boom. My
pregnant.
Life with my life with Harry starts. And sure. I'll take that.
Take one for the team.
Yeah, that's how it's going to happen. That's my life. This is my life's calling. I know what I'm going to do. I have to make YouTube videos.
I mean, that one YouTube video you have has over 500 views.
It wasn't even meant for YouTube. It does have over 500 views. That's 11 thumbs up, no thumbs down, and one comment saying, "This is perf." It's like, thanks, girl. I don't even know you. It was never meant to be seen by anyone.
I've watched it.
I've watched it like 5 times because I'm like, what am I doing?
I watched it with my sister and she enjoyed it too, even though she didn't understand.
I don't.
She laughed.
I don't even know how people found it because I don't have it like tagged as anything.
I mean, what's the title? You don't have to say the title on here, but.
It's like, I don't think I had anything specific in the title.
Does it have his name?
No.
That's strange then. I don't know. I don't know how people find these things.
I don't either. But I have found my next vacation spot. New Zealand.
Harry's house?
No, close though.
I mean, pretty close.
New Zealand is renaming their third largest island.
When did you get married?
What?
I typed in your name. It's your wedding date at Nate.
Oh my gosh. I wonder who Nate is. Maybe this was part of my dream last night and I woke up. So like maybe I was living a double life and it wasn't actually a dream. That's so weird. I don't have it under my name. I don't have my full name on there.
Well, I mean, I didn't think you did, but I was just wondering what would come up.
That's so weird. There's someone else with my name. I wonder what her middle name is. Anyways, New Zealand is naming their third largest island Harry Styles after the name won on an online poll. So I totally know I'm going to go on my next vacation. How cool would that be? Cardi, get into this.
Sorry, I was looking at your name double person.
I don't care about her and Nate. I don't even know anyone named Nate.
I know a couple people. I'll hook you up.
No.
I don't know. I just think I really want to go there. But I just find it weird that... I don't know. Like, he had to be nominated. The name had to be nominated.
And then put in the poll.
And then put in the... Like a poll. But what was going on through the people's minds that were like, oh my god, this Harry Styles kid got this many like nominations. Should we actually do it? Because you know he's going to win.
Oh, they probably didn't think he was going to win. They're probably like, oh, this is probably just a joke. And he's not going to... That name's not going to win.
My question is, why did they rename it in the first place? It was already named.
Yeah, I don't know. It was named something complicated, though. They're renaming other islands, too.
Well, might as well throw in the other 4 boys.
I wonder if he knows about this.
I think he does, because it said that he was too busy to be questioned about it.
No, they said they couldn't contact him because he was, like, just stuck in the hotel.
Well, whatever.
But I know where I'm going on vacation. I'm going to Harry Styles, New Zealand. That's like literally makes him immortal. Like Harry Styles will always be known because it's an island now. The island of Harry Styles. Harry Styles, more like Harry Isles. And then One Direction's member, this is just for you.
I like this story.
Louis Tomlinson threw chicken nuggets out the window at his hotel rooms at fans below. Is it rude or funny?
I think it's polite. Because I know I was waiting for Little Mix for a good 10 hours. and I got hungry and they didn't give me chicken nuggets. So Perry, you better get on that.
I would love
Learn
that.
Learn something.
Like not only did it touch his hand, but they're also chicken nuggets.
Yeah, it's raining food. While you're waiting for hours.
I would
have
my bag out and just start catching them. Yes. And then I'd yell up, "Can you throw down some barbecue sauce?"
Just make it rain.
And I try to catch it in my mouth. Just,
I mean, I feel like he was doing it to be funny because he's a funny person.
And I don't feel like chicken nuggets hurt anyone.
I mean,
I don't think anyone got concussed by chicken nuggets.
I mean, I don't know. He was just doing it to be funny, and I feel like people took it in a whole different level. Like, why?
I mean, maybe if he was throwing cantaloupes at people.
Watermelons would be a different story, but they're just little chicken nuggets.
I wonder if they were
heated up.
Probably not. They're probably cold. I wonder how many he threw exactly, because, like, would I have to fight for these chicken nuggets?
And were some of them dinosaur-shaped?
Oh, or smileys?
Did he bite off some of them and then throw them?
Oh, that one's you wouldn't want to eat. You want to sell that
one. I could make money off of this chicken nugget. Or I could really take a bite out of it and say Louis Tomlinson took a bite out of it.
Mm-hmm. You could. But that's lying.
I don't care.
Deceitful. I guess if you're stupid enough to buy a chicken nugget that Louis Tomlinson touched, then you're stupid enough to fall for that.
Yeah.
But I saw someone called chicken nuggets chichinunas online, and now that's all I call them. I love chichinunas. I had some a couple nights ago. I was about to text you that today when you're like all sad about chicken. I was like, do you need some chichinunas?
Yeah, today just hasn't been a very good day.
Why don't you tell them?
Nope. Not gonna happen.
I mean, you don't have to say any names. You're like, oh, this cute boy in my class had friended me on Facebook, and he has a girlfriend. Sad face.
Now people can look me up on Facebook and find the boys.
No.
Yeah.
I've never said your name.
That's true.
And they don't know his name.
That's true. I was thinking people knew my name.
No.
Never mind then.
See,
so yeah, that's
sad face.
Multiple sad crying faces.
With multiple noses.
Really long nose.
I would just love it if it was raining chicken nuggets. That's like, I'm pretty sure that's what heaven's like. It's raining nuggets. Hallelujah, it's raining nuggets.
By these hot men above.
They're just like sprinkling them down.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so awesome. Like, I can just picture it. It's like coming out of their fingers, so it's never ending. It's like, yes, yes, more chicken nuggets, more chichinunas.
And then, like, rivers would be like the different sauces. So you got like a ranch river, a barbecue sauce river, a ketchup river.
That'd be good. Sweet and sour sauce river. That used to be my stuff right there. I love the sweet and sour sauce. Now I'm about the barbecue. Have you tried the Mighty Wings?
No, I haven't. Have you?
No.
I kind of want to.
I don't.
But I feel like they just wouldn't be very good because it's McDonald's.
I just feel like chicken nuggets are perfection and they should not be messed with in any way.
I mean, they aren't being messed with.
I feel like they shouldn't be tried to be improved upon.
I mean, these aren't nuggets, though. They're wings.
I don't care. Chicken nuggets, okay? That's their thing. They need to stop.
I think the burgers is their thing.
Oh my gosh. I sometimes want to punch myself in the face. Like, I can't take this sometimes, and I have to live with this. Like, everything I say, well, actually, E.T. phoned home.
You even laughed at that one, okay?
That was hilarious.
I wasn't going to say it out loud either.
Yeah, sometimes I just get this urge to punch myself in the face, just like make the pain go away of being corrected all the time. Because I'm always corrected. I mean, I'm always wrong. It's not like she's falsely correcting me, but my forehead is sweaty. I mean, it's not sweaty, but it's like oily. And I saw this
dripping
thing. I saw this thing online, how to make oily skin go away, and I was just thinking about that. It was like eggs and avocado.
Like eating them or putting them
on
your skin?
No, putting them on my face. That's one time my mom was like, did you know guacamole is good for your skin? And I was like, when you eat it? And she's like, no, when you put it on your face. It's like, I'd rather just eat it. Like, why waste it?
What you can do is put it on your face and then get eat the it. Chips and just scrape
scoop
it off.
It off. That's actually a really good idea.
So you don't waste it.
Except for your skin's kind of oily, so you'd get like skin oil in your guacamole.
Might give it some extra flavor.
That's true. Oh, man. Okay. Well, that's about it.
Is it really?
Unless you have something else to say. Chi-Chi Nana's phone home. Is there any other news you can think of? The drop of a hat? Quick, test. No? I can't either.
I feel like we had more.
Nope. That was a lot.
I mean, it was a lot.
I mean, we could talk about Paris Hilton's brother some more. I like went through their entire Instagram and
did you really?
Yeah. And the younger one that went to rehab, he's friends with Kyle Massey.
Oh, you know what we could talk about is Lizzie McGuire.
No, I know what you're talking about. I saw this post online and it was like Disney stars now and then. And most of them turned out like normal looking. And then there's Gordo from Lizzie McGuire. Like he looks like
a drugged out old man.
Yeah, holding a chicken. He was a cute little boy.
He makes the Chi-Chi Nanas for McDonald's. That's his new hobby.
Like, it's really bad. Sometimes I don't know what happens to people. Like, they can be really cute little kids, and then they go downhill. There's, like, if you're a cute kid, you either get, like, really, really good looking or, like, completely go the opposite way. Where, like, everyone else just kind of stays the same. They're, like, ugly kids, and then they're ugly adults. Like, that's how I feel like my life has gone. I feel like that's how my brother's life went too. No, my brother's a cute little boy. He went downhill. My mom tells me he didn't, but I think he did. God, I hope he's not listening. He's gonna send me pictures of feet.
Oh, we could talk about that, not the feet.
I like sent my brother these pictures of the Dodgers, and like he got so mad at me.
It wasn't just the Dodgers; it was Brian Wilson.
And he got so mad at me, he was like cussing at me over text message, and then he sent me these nasty pictures of feet, and he wouldn't stop. And I was eventually like, "Okay, leave me alone. Like, it's not funny anymore. Okay." Like, he wouldn't stop texting me for like a good hour.
Did it really go on for that long?
Yeah, it did. God, I hope he not listening. He hasn't been listening, so hopefully he has like a life or something.
I mean, he does have a daughter and a wife.
But that didn't stop him my first year doing this.
That's true.
He doesn't really have a life. He just has a wife. And she has a life. But I'm going to finish with a text post. And I feel like this is relevant. Because all my friends, like a bunch of my friends from when I was younger getting married. And I know a bunch of people from high school that are getting married. And that freaks me out. That really freaks me out. So my text post of the week is for them. It says, yo, getting married at 22 sounds a lot like leaving a party at 9:30 p.m. Agreed.
Yep.
Like, why would, no. No, thank you. And most of the time, it's like people are getting married to the people they met in high school, and I'm like, do not put me down for that.
Definitely don't put me down for that one.
I don't even want to be friends with most of the people I've met in high school, so I definitely don't want to marry them.
I don't even talk to anybody that was in my class.
I only talked to like one person. So, that's fun. And I'm pretty sure, oh gosh, I spit on the microphone again. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have a show next week. There's no volleyball, right? Or there is volleyball?
There is a volleyball at 6 o'clock here.
Then I'm not going to be here next weekend.
Next week.
But I will probably be on doing some broadcasting for the volleyball game. I mean, I'm not very good at it, but I try. And I talk about momentum. Momentum. And teamwork. Teamwork as a unit. That's like all I really have to say. But I try to make it work. I try my best. I just do color commentary. It's nothing really that special. So, yeah. Next week, you can tune in. And then the week after, I'll be here. I mean, I'm going to be here. If there's no volleyball game next week, I'll be here. So, you know, you'll hear me around sometime within the next 2 weeks for sure.
Sometime. I mean, there's soccer next week.
But that's weekend. That's earlier in the day.
Yeah.
So.
I mean.
You're just going to be missing the soccer games. I mean, I work the soccer games too, but you don't hear me on there.
But she's there.
I am there.
She's working the computer.
I'm working the computer. I'm also copying everything Cottie's saying. Once in a while, I take photos.
Yes.
That's it.
And they're pretty good photos.
They're decent. They're decent.
Some are better than the others. I mean, I take photos too.
That's but for different. She did for different reasons.
Yep.
Mostly because she's a creep. No, I'm kidding.
I have a photography class, actually.
Yeah, that's why. Why do you have pictures of soccer players?
Like, I'm not even kidding. That look.
So, anyways, till next time, friends. This has been DJLC on radio.dominican.edu, and I feel like I have to pick a really good song. My nose itches. Pick, okay. I'm going to let you pick. Should I pick another Ed song?
Bastille? I feel like you should just go on with the theme that you're going with.
Okay, well, because there was a break in the theme, and so I'll just...
You should continue the theme.
Okay, then this is Ed Sheeran, Drunk. Goodbye.
I wanna be drunk when I wake up, on the right side of the wrong bed, and never an excuse I made up. Tell you the truth, I hate what didn't kill me. It never made me stronger at all.
I'm gonna pause this real quick because there's someone with my name in the world and she likes the Wanted, and that's disgusting. Okay, goodbye.
Lipsticks to me, so now we're maybe leaning back there. I'm sat here wishing I was sober. No, I'll never hold your love.